Hi, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 25.
When do we go into Season 3?
Let's finish this one first.
It's a yearly thing, I think.
Let's finish your first tin of rice pudding before you have your second. As grandmama used to... Oh, God.
Cold,
God.
Though.
What did you say?
Love rice pudding.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think this is the Ryan Gourmet hour?
You think this is Ryan's segment. Opinion hour? Yeah. Of course, Ryan Locke is here.
Hey! Come on, Ryan! Yeah. Come on!
I thought it was rice pudding.
It's lumpy. It's a bit cold, though.
It's lumpy, or as we know him, Max Smith.
Cheers, Tom.
And cheers, Tom, is, of course, Tom Looney.
Looney, Lumpy, Lucky.
I don't need one, it's fine.
Looney, Lumpy and Lock.
Yeah. Ryan.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
I've finished my job at the schools for this.
All the children are dead.
I've had my fill.
And your Oliver. And little Jenny.
But that's done. That's all over with now. It's school holidays, isn't it? So I had got 6 weeks off anyway. But
so
I've decided,
kids, thank God.
I've decided
the kids
to just
need
leave.
A break.
Sorry, Ryan.
So I'm done with that now. It's all done.
It's in your past.
People can change.
Well, to the jug.
What happens, happened. And I don't think I'm going to go back.
I think your words are the police.
I can't go back.
Why?
What show were you doing before you finished?
It was The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, what were you?
So I was a narrator, basically. So it's a big screen, like a cinema screen, and then I played a professor.
You were dressed as a nutty professor.
A professor. And he sort of falls in and out of the screen.
Clumsy.
Yeah.
Clumsy professor.
But I just want to do something different. I've just been doing it for 8 months now, The Wizard of Oz.
What would you like to dress up as now?
A pirate, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, pirate.
A pirate.
Do you know what you could be good at? The escape room stuff, because you get to do acting in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
Not the actual escape room.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be terrible in an escape room. Mm.
You think you go in the room and you just be sat there? I'm your helper.
Okay.
You have done that kind of acting before, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
You got punched.
It was a fright night in a cave that I used to work at, and I dressed. It was like this Halloween mask, and this guy punched me in the face.
Sorry to hear that, mate.
Yeah.
What was the mask?
It was a scream mask, but I was a scarecrow, so it had like some raggy things on the front of it to make it look a bit.
Nice.
Well, I don't know. It was okay.
Yeah, fair.
Not really scared of scarecrows.
No.
I guess unless you're a crow.
Yeah.
Many crows go into Scarefest?
No, not, I don't think so.
Do they all gather together as like a human form?
Yeah.
So they're allowed in?
It was this
and then
cave.
You in the face.
I mean, where I live is just like a village, so it was just like a cave in a village, basically.
Were you just a scarecrow in the middle of the field?
I wasn't paid for it. Yeah, I did a couple of things like that. I was a zombie once in a... No. Event City.
Yeah. You're an elf.
Yeah.
That's him. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, the naughty elf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Body mouth down.
But I can't think of nothing else really good. I'm starting work with TGI's with
David Reese. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
You're working weekends?
Job. Yeah. Wow. I'm not working Saturdays, though.
Oh, really?
Saturday afternoon. I'll be working Saturday
nights. Or Sundays.
Yeah. Or Wednesdays. Wednesdays and Saturday afternoon.
Why Wednesday?
Great content.
I did it for today, for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went, is it because of the Stephen Tries related stuff? Like, is that why Dave doesn't work Wednesdays? And I just went, yes.
Okay.
But that's not a lie.
It's not a lie. It's not a lie.
Do you reckon Dave's been lying to him, saying he's got other stuff going on?
Maybe.
And you've just dubbed Dave in?
Maybe. Maybe.
If you're happy to see Ryan back, let us know.
Thank you.
Sorry, I just thought.
Yeah.
Get some comments.
Free on Wednesdays.
If you want to punch him.
Or your crop needs protecting.
Unless it's a certain plant, am I right?
That's why. My crops, no!
The police come and I'm dressed as a scarecrow. Get out!
Hey, man. No biggie, man.
It's like a classic stoner voice.
It's good, man.
Yeah. Oh. My crops. Oh. You enjoy it. You enjoy my engine. Just remember to smash that mug.
Tom.
Yeah.
Were you working at a wedding on Saturday?
I was. No.
The week before.
Does wedding season get you all kind of what's broody but for
work? It gets me work. It's good.
All kind gets of me work. Paid, baby.
Yeah, I mean work. I've been doing a lot of it.
Yeah.
Weddings are back, so it means I can quit my other job, which is good.
What do you do at the weddings?
It depends. So if I need to, I'll hop on the bar and be the cocktail bartender.
Nice.
If I'm needed to do that. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll just be kind of floating around and looking after things. And
if it is a free bar,
go on.
Does that mean it's worse for you because people might not tip?
Do you know what? I've never worked one. However, we do have one coming up and they've paid for, obviously, they pay for unlimited booze per head. Wow. Which is like really expensive.
That is a lot.
So, yeah.
Do they get billed at the end?
No, they pay it up front.
Imagine if no one drinks. It'd be fuming.
I didn't know if I racked it up and then you know, let them know how much it was. But
No.
So they pay beforehand?
Yeah.
Oh, but that just encourages everyone.
Well, the thing is that the way it's worked out is that some people will go for it. Other people just will not possibly drink that much. Yeah. So it kind of balances out. Yeah.
If you're wanting to really hit that target, Max will turn up and get turned up.
Not anymore.
Would you do that as a job? Just
turn up to people
someone
just
to get
burst.
Pissed with.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, what happened at Have a Word, just get smashed.
I don't ever want to go through that ever again.
But it's like £1,000 a night.
Okay, yeah. £1,000 a night.
You turn up to events that are kind of struggling to get going, and you get the party started.
£1,000 a night, yeah, definitely.
But to the 100%. Detriment of yourself.
Yeah, because obviously the next day you'll.
Yeah, I'd do it for a while, maybe a year.
You could do a year
and then just quit.
I know, mate. I think you've got to do anything. You've got to be prepared to do anything.
I reckon
shit.
5 nights a week.
Yeah,
you're just getting blitzed.
Mate, you're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can just quit and then. Just live your life.
You can't quit.
You can't quit.
You love the game.
70-year-old man.
You've worked a year, but you look 70 now. So you've got 365,000.
Yeah.
And you can just go.
Just go, I'm done. I'm out of the game.
Yeah. I'll do it for free now.
2 more nights till retirement. It's my last job.
What was that you were smoking then?
Cigarette?
Spore it down. Oh.
I'm so
much abuse. Only for myself. Unjust. You might have a hog on him.
You retired 2 weeks ago, Max. Oh, God. What have I done?
Not the alcohol that's addictive. It's this one. Max, it was your girlfriend's birthday.
Yep.
Well done.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was good.
You told me something that happened, which I found quite funny.
So annoying. So I went to her house on Friday. So before we went, I was like, I'm going to get you a small present because I've got bigger stuff for when you come back at our house, but I'll have something so you can open it in front of the family, whatever. Cool. So I go to Waterstones to get her a book. She likes the author. Anyway, so we're sitting down, she's opening the presents, and her sister gives her a present. Uh-huh. And she opens it, and it's
this... Mein Kampf.
So she opens it, and it's the book that I've bought.
Yeah.
So inside, I'm like, oh, Jesus, that's so annoying. So she opens my present, and it's like, it's the same book. So I'm like, I've got a receipt, it's fine, everyone's happy. Anyway, so she opens...
You can read the receipt.
So she opens up a present from her grandma, which is a puzzle.
Yeah.
I bought her a puzzle from the same company back at the house. So inside, I'm like, again, the same. No, it's not the same one. Mm. It's a similar
very
puzzle.
Similar, yeah.
She opens another one. It's another puzzle. So she's got so many puzzles now. And then she opens another present, and it's these paints.
Yeah.
I've bought her paints. Ah. The paints she's opened are better than the ones I've got her. So again, I'm furious. She opens up paintbrushes that are better than the ones I've got her. I'm just sat there just fuming, just silently raging. I can't say anything because I can't say...
Because these are all lovely, thoughtful gifts.
Yeah, but I can't say, Oh, I've also got you the same thing.
Yeah.
Because that would obviously ruin the surprise.
Lesson going forward, you do need to communicate on these things with the family. You know, little WhatsApp group, what's going on here? Exactly. Do we need to go in on a gift or, you know?
Always learning, always learning.
Or think outside the box.
Yeah.
Go really rogue.
Don't be so basic.
I've sponsored you a poisonous frog.
Yeah? There we go.
That's good.
Yeah?
Here it is.
Got a PC hairy legs to come give you a show.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a job. How much to be a stripper?
How much to be a stripper?
Yeah, per night. You could be a little package. We don't want to pay for this.
We'll pay you to go. We'll pay you to go.
He's not even had a drink yet.
Can't believe we found a way to monetize this. Best job ever.
I think I'd be a stripper for £500 a night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it every night. A couple of times a week.
You need a weekend off.
You wouldn't need to work anywhere else, though.
Yeah. We'd have to get my knob out.
Yeah.
I think so.
I guess. Swing it around.
They won't have to touch it, but...
Yeah.
500, that's decent.
Like, it's quite...
You could work one night a week, basically, on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to have strippers at Tiger for the, I forget what they were called, Dream Boys. And they had it was obviously women's only nights on a Saturday night, and like, but they'd be in the back getting ready, and they
I used to go on those pumping to pull all the women that were there.
Pumping their penises up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get the penis pumps on the go.
So the women don't pump the penis.
No. You'd pump your own penis up beforehand.
I was going to say, I thought
to make sure it's extra special for all the ladies.
Okay.
Does that work?
Well, temporary. I mean, it can cause problems.
I'm willing to take that sacrifice.
And where can you purchase?
Friday night, I went raving.
Ooh, nice.
You know, big raver, as they said in that place on Saturdays. I was there for Sam. You'll know him. Yep. He was DJing. And basically, I went to football. We lost, unfortunately. Got some grief. I got angry. I always get angry at football. Called the referee a shithead.
Which he was, to be fair.
Yeah, but, you know, I should behave better. I was all riled
up. I've noticed that you've seen more karma on the podcast, though. I think you've taken all your aggression out then.
These referees. just hate me. Then went to Liverpool, and the people there just seemed to really like me. It's like a bunch of lads went, "Oh, Stephen," I waved, and then they all cheered. I was like, I've never had that. Even on tour, I didn't get that. And we went to the place, and I got recognised. Some guy went, "Oh, Stephen tries less." And I was like, my God, how the mighty have fallen.
Fucking second channel.
I know you're from trying not to laugh. Eat it or tweet it with Joe McGrath.
You did that funny phone call with Adam Boltwood.
Stephen tries less. That's me now. It was a good night. And then I was agreed to get a taxi back. Then it was 4 a.m. and I didn't consider how much it had cost. Got stung by that. However... weirdly, woke up just around the corner from the flat, so it's quite nice.
Nice.
How much are we talking?
£130.
Oh my God.
Gee.
from the place Liverpool to back to Manchester.
Yeah. It was £40 to get there, so I thought, that's really good.
Yeah.
And that was around 10.
Guess nighttime prices.
10 p.m. I didn't consider.
Tell you what, though, I have noticed Ubers getting more expensive.
Yeah. It is.
Fuck you, Uber, you're on the list. Also, one was taking me to Piccadilly Gardens. Didn't get me near there. Went down a side street and they went, "Is this okay?" So I just had half a job and got out.
But that tripped as I go.
Shit, eh?
Start kicking their tires.
I was going there and Ryan came as well. And Joe, because Chris MD has... as one of his presents, he got a big billboard in Piccadilly Gardens.
No, Piccadilly.
With the podcast on, saying the Stephen Tries podcast.
Is it? Oh, is it gone now?
Yeah, it's gone now. Oh. We've got pictures of it, but it's like the picture, like the podcast picture,
right?
You with your afro.
Perfectly spherical afro. Yeah.
It was on Saturday. Well, I thought you were working. You were away.
Yeah.
That's
pictures of it.
Fair enough.
That's cool.
And I would like to see that. You know what? I'll see the pictures. I'll enjoy them for what they are.
I'll just picture you. That's me there.
No, it just would have been nice. Piccadilly Gardens.
Yeah.
Just outside my house. Just nip
down. Didn't realise you were off.
Something to do.
I got Joe and Ryan. Would have been great to have someone who's actually on the poster watching.
Yeah.
I thought you were working. Oh, fuck me.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I did nip into work for a little bit, but like half an hour.
Yeah, it was on between like the Olympic stuff, some yogurt thing, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was busy just sitting in my flat.
What we noticed was we'd never seen Piccadilly Gardens so dead. It was like none of the trams were on. It was just like a few people going past. Mm. One guy downloaded the podcast whilst we were there.
Wow.
That's one. Sick. So double dollars.
Okay. If that's you, get in touch.
Please do, yeah. Won't be hard to find. Yeah, Chris got me 26 presents for my 26th birthday.
Nice.
A lot of shit. Yeah. A lot of shit. Right. He got me a Liverpool top, a brand new one. I thought, oh, that's great. Nice. Had Sigurdsson on the back. he got me...
That's awful.
A ticket to watch Ollie Mears in Swansea on the 15th of August.
Gonna go?
Nope. he got me a Donald Trump hat and then a cameo message from Nigel Farage. Saying happy birthday, and then he went on about Brexit for a while. And I was like, oh, fuck me.
Oh, my God.
And then he got me a picture of Max as Batman and me as the Joker.
Nice.
Which I think will be on Max's wall. a picture of me, Will, Harry and Chris with our knobs out. And that's going to be auctioned according to Chris, so I get to post that. Thank you. Great present.
It's also going to be on my wall.
it's just a lot of shit presents, and he got to the end and I was like, surely it's going to be one. It's like, this is worth all the recycling you're going to have to do. No. Thanks, Chris. Okay, hold up. There's something going on right now.
Yeah.
And I want to hear what it is. Hey, Max.
Max's Olympic round.
Oh, yeah. Olympics, week 2 or 3. I forget. What's going on?
There was an Olympic runner.
What? For Britain, who, slow down.
Well, this is so cray cray. He started before the gun went off.
Yeah.
So he got
disqualified. Yeah.
Was he the Brit in the 100 meters? Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe Adam not. Jamili. I don't know what. He was a runner.
No, not Jamili.
Adam Jamili. He. So he in his warm up, just before he went out, he did his little start.
Yeah.
And something in his leg went, and then he thought, oh, I'll just strap it up because his heat was about 2 minutes away. As soon as he started, he just couldn't run on it. So he just had to walk. That's 5 years he's waited.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Five years, and then just before you go, bang.
Wow.
God says nay.
That's horrific. All that time wasted. Another thing I've noticed is a lot of people are just not going. For mental health reasons,
they
decided to not take part because they feel like it would, hurt them.
Is a big part of sports.
Mm.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah. I think it's good that people are starting to, take themselves seriously. You know, it's not just about physical health anymore.
No. Mm. Was it the gymnast, Biles?
Don't know.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
She pulled out, didn't she? But then she competed again.
Yeah.
A couple of days later.
No, Simone Biles, she's by far like the best gymnast. But yeah, she just pulled out of, I think it was a team event.
Yeah.
For the team. That was her. Yeah.
Not about the team. Mad respect.
I'd be mental to help them, she said. Which is good, the sort of light-hearted ways of looking at it. Steve Redgrave, Mo Farah, Chris Hoy and Jason Kenny.
Yeah.
Four of Team GB's most decorated athletes at the Olympics. They were all born on March 23rd.
Oh, wow.
That's weird, isn't it?
That is weird. Wow.
And then June 23rd, when they were supposedly conceived, that's International Olympian Day.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, can't make it up, can you?
No,
you could.
Yeah.
Google that.
Yeah.
You could. That's,
That is interesting.
That's crazy, yeah.
Oh, I should have checked what day it is when we were conceived.
To do it now?
Yeah, dead quick.
How would you find that out?
Add 3 months onto your birthday.
19th of February.
Ooh! Were you 5 days late by any chance?
if it's January, would it be January, February, March, or would it be...
Yeah, so you're April.
April 1st. Fucking devastating.
What was that, love? You'll see.
You've been fucking right.
Have I missed something here?
April Fool's Day.
Oh, right.
But it's after midday! No! This is the longest fucking prank that's been going.
9 months later.
Got you.
Got it.
You pop out.
Your face.
Proper waste man. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
You thought it was a magic bean.
Oh, devastated.
I've got nothing.
Well, that's good then.
It was worth it for that.
Yeah, definitely.
April Fool's, baby.
April Fool's, baby.
Right on schedule. Any minute now.
In other news, The X Factor's ended after 17 years.
Oh.
Did we ever watch it? Ever enjoy it? No.
Not really.
No.
I mean, maybe the early ones when I was a bit younger and you more like to sit down on a Saturday night rather than going out to the club.
I think it used to be good way back when, and then it just became same shit.
I think there's only so many times you can watch the same format.
I always preferred Britain's Got Talent.
Did you?
I used to prefer that one. Yeah. Used to watch that every year.
I think with X Factor, still going, they sort of looked out when they had One Direction and Little Mix, because they just threw those together, supposedly.
So I never watched it, but obviously, again, the early days, you knew about the people that were winning or taking part. Nowadays, I don't think I know who's won.
Mm. I've got no idea.
Yeah, for the last however many years.
Yeah.
I don't think people have the appetite for X Factor winners like they used to.
No.
It used to be a springboard to a career, whereas now it's
Shane Ward on Curry.
Alexandra Burke was in it as well, wasn't she?
I'm a fan of Lucy Spraggan. And I was listening to her on Spotify.
She was Britain's Got Talent, wasn't she?
No, it was X Factor, I think. But I didn't know it was X Factor until like last week when
Lucy Spraggan.
I'm pretty sure it was X Factor. Yeah.
In terms of X Factor, though, the early auditions, very early on in the year.
There's some classic footage, isn't there?
It was great. Yeah. It became more and more scripted, and you could tell people were playing up to it. In the old days, they did have some real head cases.
Crazy people. It was. I don't know how early on it was, but those two sisters that just started punching
each other. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
So weird.
I like the two blokes. That, I think was one of them singing Mysterious Girl.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had the fella next to him.
He's like, what does he say?
Doing a bit of a rap.
And he says something about something body. He's like,
move
your
body. Move your body.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Something like that.
I think that's the thing. When it started, you just did get crazy people.
Yeah.
Like, as it went on, they realised that people were watching it for that.
Yeah.
And so then the crazy family members as well that eventually they just start playing up to it, don't they?
When I was in school, there was this girl that was quite good at singing, and she said that she was auditioning for Britain's Got Talent, but they have to go through like 5 auditions before they get to the one that's on the screen. Yeah. So how, like, some of the people that, you know, we watch on the telly are so bad, and yet they've been allowed through
That's good TV, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. You just feel sorry for them. Surely they must know they're bad.
If you're middle of the road, like, you're not a great singer, but you're not completely, like, you don't have a weird angle, you'll just get discarded.
Yeah.
You might as well go there, wave your knob for a bit. Like, there you go.
It's Britain's Got, I know it's Britain's Got Talent.
Did you say okay? Okay. Next Wednesday.
500 quid in your pocket? I know this Britain's Got Talent.
And a small fine.
The funniest ones are the people that think they're good at comedy.
Oh,
I know it's Britain's Got Talent, but they are they're so funny to me.
It's like an open mic night, but on a much bigger scale. Yeah.
And they actually sometimes get quite far.
Yeah.
Or they get, you know, I don't know. They're well received. Well, it's unbelievable.
So the classic one's the garlic bread woman.
Yeah.
Garlic bread, booked it, bagged it, frigged off. She says, just everyone else's catchphrase.
That's far too often.
The thing is, it cuts to the audience and no one's laughing.
Yeah.
I would be in hysterics.
Yeah. That's because you like ironic things. I know, like, but it's room.
But you're not going to be in the audience at Britain's Got Talent, are you?
Could be.
Imagine someone went, come on, Max, we're going there for the day.
But nope.
You'd get that drunk just to sit through it. Welcome to I'll Drink to That. This week's drink is apple juice.
Nope.
Chug.
Rarely.
Sweet. Oh, bit of a cop out for me. Sorry, guys. Speaking of drinks, this week's were sponsored by Beer 52.
Beer 52.
Hey, here's your offer. A free case of 8 Chicago beers, pay just £5.95 postage. Pounds, not dollars. Don't try and get away with that one. As a listener of the show, you can get a case of craft beer from the USA on us. Get it off you and put it in the fridge. Sounds good, right? All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/...
Stephen.
Nice. And there's no F in Stephen.
Stefan.
Yeah.
And cover the £5.95 postage, and they'll deliver 8 delicious craft beers to your door. Simple. I thought it was your cue to speak. Each month they visit a different place and then carefully create a case to be sent to their lucky members. Oh, you're pumping your lucky member. If you don't like dark beer, you can simply choose the light option. Your case will also include the award-winning beer magazine...
For Ferment.
Yes, I did your thing. As well as 2 tasty snacks to wash down the beer.
My thing?
When you said...
Oh, right, sorry. It's like Ferment, like that.
The whole thing,
man.
Yeah. Ryan, ever been to Chicago?
No.
Would you go?
Yeah.
Would you have a beer there?
Yeah.
A crafty beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to anymore because they'll deliver it to your door.
Cheaper?
Yeah. If it's not for you, you can pause / cancel any time. Just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, to claim your free case now. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen. Thank you very much, Beer 52. Mad respect.
Ferment.
Yeah, boy. Ryan,
yep.
Have you enjoyed this start?
Yeah, it's been this start.
Yeah, it's just the intro, mate.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been good. It's good fun.
It's about to get a whole lot more fun. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. That's right, it's headline news.
That's not my boy. A case of mistaking identity ruins lady's life.
That's not my boy.
So we're not getting a country here, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, we are.
Where's that story from? That's
right,
not my boy.
Yeah.
China.
Could be.
Of people in China.
Yeah. I'm going to go boys. Rogue. I'm going to go for a new country this week.
Ireland.
The Republic of Ireland, eh?
The Republic of Ireland, yeah.
I'm going to go for the Dominican Republic.
Sorry, guys, it's America.
Oh, I was going to say America, but God. It was too easy.
Yeah, I didn't want it.
This is the story of Christine Collins. She was born in 1888, so a long time ago, and died in 1964.
Great story.
That's
that
really
was headline.
So heartwarming.
So in 1928, her 9-year-old son went missing.
Oh, no.
And obviously panic ensues. She tries finding him, and she can't. Until one fateful day, police knock on her door and go, "We got your kid."
Hey!
Except she says,
"That's not my boy." And the police are like, "It is." And she keeps saying this. And they just say, "This is your boy." Leaves him there. The police fuck off. So this woman's now got a kid that she doesn't believe is the boy that went missing. She kept bringing this up. She went to the news, went to the police, went everywhere she could go.
How old is the boy at this point? So it's only...
He's still 9. Like,
it's only just
long,
after, right?
Yeah. So she gets sent to a psychiatric ward
for
a couple of years because they're like, you must be insane because this is definitely your kid.
Oh, God.
And then it turns out it wasn't. The police turn around and went, "We've actually found your kid. He was murdered by a serial killer in the Los Angeles area."
Why is it always L.A.? For the serial killer.
Yeah.
They like the woman. So, did she keep the boy then?
No, she...
Find his
the home? Kid, the kid leaves because obviously the police are like, we have to take this kid back.
Yeah.
It's not your kid.
God, yeah. Imagine being that kid.
Yeah, you'd be fuming. And then also it turns out that her son wasn't killed by the serial killer and has just disappeared.
Oh.
And no one knows where he went.
Shit police.
Yeah. That's headline news. Not every week, it's a happy story.
It's now time for our talking point, which of course is bloody random. Bloody random.
Is it possible to get out of the friend zone? If so, how? It's not possible to get out of the friend zone.
Penis bump.
I don't think so. I have been in the friend zone many times.
Yeah? How many times?
Good few years I've been there.
Could we get
I want the friend zone.
I guess you can. I mean, it's just...
Where should we send this parcel to, sir?
Is it possible to get out the friend
zone? Let's come to our expert.
The scarecrow of the friend zone.
So, never got out?
No, I think everyone that, you know, I was interested in, females, I have always been friends with them anyway, because I would become friends with them, but then it would never go beyond that.
What did you, how would you go about trying to court a lady that didn't work for you? Kind of some of your earlier techniques that backfired and then put you in the friend zone. Like, what would you do?
Toast, wasn't it?
Do you know what, actually, thinking about it now, probably the reason I was in the friend zone for so long is because I never told them my feelings. Do you know what I mean? So I probably just hoped that
you
it
were
would
waiting
lead
for
somewhere.
Them to
me
say,
feeling so
I was
horny.
Expecting her to turn around one day and be like, oh,
that's you,
should we get together?
maybe she felt the same way. Maybe she was going, God, I can't wait for Ryan to tell me.
Yeah,
you might not have been in the friend zone. You might have been in the end zone. Touchdown,
Brady. Toss the pigskin.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, I guess you can if you just be more honest with yourself. Yeah. Maybe this is what I'm reflecting.
Who made the move between you and Erin?
Technically, me, I guess. Well, she messaged me because I'd just come back from Vietnam and she was going in the summer.
Was this back
she
in
was asking,
the 80s after your stint in the war?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's a scarecrow, yeah. I'll keep them away.
She messaged me asking about like places
been
to
shot
go.
So many times.
We call that the friend zone. There he is.
And she was in London at the time, which was near where I live.
Yeah.
And I said to her, if you were in London on Monday,
I'd fuck you. Fuck you so bad.
Fuck you so good.
You're the Londoner.
You're
fuck
gonna
you.
Like it.
Please.
Just skip friends. All the
Please let me fuck you.
I'm stuck in this zone.
I'm so horny.
But I asked her when she was leaving London.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I'm leaving on Sunday. So I was like, oh, if you were here on Monday, I was going to say we should have gone for a drink.
Nice.
I was going to ask you out. Good night.
I have deep.
Your move.
But then I just, that was it. I was putting the ball in her court.
Yeah.
Wow.
She
pathetic.
Said,
pathetic.
Yeah. She was like, unfortunately, you know, I'm not here, but. She was like, in a couple of weeks, like, I've got a bank holiday off or something near Manchester. And I was like, oh, I'm near Manchester anyway. So
there you go. Well,
yeah.
Well done, mate.
So.
About you, Max, have you ever wrangled your way out of the friend zone?
No.
Not that a friend. Only partners, no friends.
Killed to be in friend zone.
I need more friends. Everyone just thinks I'm too hot, baby. Yeah? Yeah?
You look warm.
Yeah. So sweaty. Hands are all clammy.
I've not really been in the friend zone, just because I never made a move.
No.
Never really asked.
Probably was when I was younger, but I guess then the only way out is just got to just not care. Just like, fine then, you know, whatever. Yeah. Just, you got to go your own way, and then...
You should make a song about that.
Yeah. And then maybe she'll come back to you. Be like, oh, you're cool now. And you seem disinterested. That interests me. And you say no. Maybe.
I am with Erin now. I'm not going to...
It works, guys. If you're struggling for love, then just say, if you were going to be here on a day, I would have taken you out. Hypothetical dates.
Really clever move.
Because, put the ball in her court.
Yeah.
And then would have been the best date of your life.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked out. So I played my cards right.
Whoa!
I see what you were doing, but rules and regulations.
We won't get much out of this one, but I'll ask you, Stephen. If you're leaving a party, what song would make you run back to the dance floor?
Oh,
good. There's quite a lot. I like "How Deep Is Your Love" by Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
That would get me back. A lot of Kanye West's big hit to Get Me Back.
Yeah.
I remember I was in the toilets once and Uptown Funk came on and I just ran out there.
Mid-shit.
Pissing shit all over the
place. Talk about funk.
Yeah, that got me out there. Ignition, but tainted by the smell of the toilets. What about you, Tom?
I don't really dance. Just kind of linger. On the sidelines, in the toilets, yeah, just kind of communal areas, just
no shake,
hanging by the paper bin,
looking cool. Yeah.
She's out there, but I'm playing hard to get.
She'll never get in here.
Max,
yeah, just good classical tunes.
That's it. Yeah,
bit of Elton John.
Love Elton John.
Yeah,
George Michael. Bit of Wham.
Yeah, bit of Spandau.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stranglers. They don't really play that sort of, those sort of tunes anymore, do they?
They will do the rap places.
Aretha Franklin. Franklin? Franklin?
That was all over the place.
It was.
Aretha's wrangling.
Aretha, thank you.
Aretha, thank you for all your great music.
Yeah.
It's good.
Put some respect on
her. I liked that.
Ryan?
Probably anything with Becky Hill in it. Big fan of her. All her tunes.
Yeah.
Lucy Sprocket.
But the one song that would always make me like run out and dance is probably Summer, Calvin Harris.
Good song. That's good fun.
Always, good memories.
Avicii.
Avicii.
Go on, Max.
Cheers. Really excited for this one, guys. Oh, okay. If you were trapped in one city for the rest of your life, which city would it be?
Oh, that's good.
I guess trapped means you can't leave the city limits.
You're trapped.
Yeah.
New York. Well, is New York a city?
Yeah.
I couldn't do New York. Just
well, no. I guess the city of Manhattan.
Manhattan, I'd go then. That one. Yeah. Liverpool, so I could go to Liverpool games and my family would be able to see me. That's not far.
Just going to say Manchester.
Fucking hell.
I just,
I'm just trying to think. Off the top of my head, Rio de Janeiro, just because it's got a bit of...
That's so true,
it's got the beach, you've got some mountains, you've got the islands and that. It's like, assume it's got some greenery.
You'd have to learn Portuguese and just forget English.
Yeah.
But
I am trapped. I'm not going
to... trapped there for life,
Might as well, start learning.
Is Rio, is it like a... What's it called? Not up to date. I'm trying to think of the word.
No, it developed.
Yeah.
I think there are favelas. There will be. There always are as you go further out. But that might not even be in the... I guess it would be in the city limits.
You've often said you'd be the king of the favelas. Nothing but a slingshot in 2 days.
Great idea for a video. Stick a GoPro on.
24 hours.
Just James Ormond filming as well.
It's in the first place.
You just take him. Right, guys.
My cameraman's been shot.
By me.
5 minutes into the video. You just see him walk around the corner and see a gunshot. He's killed James Ormerod, he's a king!
No, my naughty Franco!
just parading his head on a spike!
Oh, poor old James.
That was fun.
So we got Rio.
Yep.
And torn between Liverpool and New York. The main factor in Liverpool is going to Liverpool games.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't really go to United games that much. I can't be asked.
When you're old, and you might be like, good to go.
There's a football appetite in Rio, so it's a football place. So I imagine there'd be a team there. Plus, I imagine United and Premier League will be on TV all the time. European games.
Yeah,
I've made a good choice.
Very good choice.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, probably.
It's got
the different
LA Rams.
Yeah. Yes, all the sports.
LA Chargers.
A lot of poverty.
So I'd fit right in. It's got all the stuff that you said.
Yeah, like huge drug problem.
Have you got Compton?
That's the thing. I guess with this question is, Compton's a city itself, isn't it? Or is it just a...
Is Los Angeles a city? And then you've got, like, Beverly Hills in there and all this sort of stuff.
So. Yeah.
Beverly Hills.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Nevada.
Fuck off, Las Vegas.
Yes. I'd hate that.
Oh, that'd be... I'd just kill myself.
I've never been.
Just kill myself.
I feel Las like Vegas, it's just baby.
Too much.
Yeah.
It's really hot out there. You don't like the heat.
Just surrounded by desert.
I love loads of money. I'd just get air conditioning.
Yeah, you don't like the heat. Why are you going to LA?
Air conditioning, baby. I just stay in the hotel all the time.
You know, Los Angeles doesn't translate as air conditioning.
You can't just stay in the hotel. You still have to kind to earn a wage. So if you're going to live in hotels...
Yeah, I'd be fine.
LA... And unfortunately, there's a mix-up, and they think you mean the postcode for Lancashire.
Hey, Magum.
Moving
He's
in with me.
Back.
I'm the king of Lancashire, Tom. Fuck your ear.
Oh, man, our armies fighting against each other.
I've got Preston on my side. What have you got? The Preston favela. the waving car aerials around.
Just James on Ross. My army would go over to you.
That's not allowed.
He's killed the demon.
Yeah. Well, technically, they are allowed. Just you two have to stay in your same spot.
Well, I guess we'd have to
send your
armies. Have to just keep invading until we met.
I wonder who's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'd have to cross the water. I mean, that's a huge one. You're going to attack us from the sea.
Yeah.
I guess we'd have to invade our way to New York. Sorry, Stephen.
I might be in Liverpool.
We're just
listening to the Beatles.
I take this land for Lancashire.
We could have our own wall.
But I'll be way too high for that, man. I'm joking.
Just kidding, man.
No, we...
That does, man.
There we go. There's our answers.
Welcome, everyone.
I feel like Liverpool's quite small as well.
Yeah. Windy as well.
Especially didn't go for Amsterdam. That could be a show.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even think. Too high to even think.
All those prostitutes.
Yeah.
You don't even have to get out the friend zone, Ryan. Yeah. You'd be friends with all of them. What about if you could be sort of like the king of the pimping?
If I was the king of
the number one pimping,
then I probably would go to Amsterdam.
Yeah. How are you going to establish yourself as that without going there first? You just get told on a phone call, you're now king of the pimping area. You must come.
I'd just do it on Zoom, no.
You're pimping on Zoom. I feel like that's a Jay-Z song.
Where's my money?
I'd invent some kind of app, maybe.
Whatever, are you?
You're going to invent an app?
Like for pimping.
You're probably stuck on Candy Crush level 5 right now. You're inventing apps. You can work the sound on Zoom, actually, when we spoke to you.
No, that was my laptop.
You're trapped in Manchester. You're using Zoom.
You've been friend-zoned by every prostitute in the city.
I'm working tonight, love. Sorry.
I just couldn't. I don't see you that way.
Yeah. You've still got your stripping job that you're making money from.
Exactly.
On the streets of the red light district.
I'm the king.
Your penis is in shreds.
You're doing Denzel Washington.
You're using a bike pump on it.
You flew too close to the sun. Using a bike.
There we go. There's our talking points.
Oh, wow,
there we go.
Man.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Get in the friend zone, love. Me, Ryan. That's how I roll. Tom, you're this week's detective.
Thank you.
Who'd you like to go first?
Ryan.
Me. This is a chest.
Yep.
Which I keep in my bedroom.
Yep.
It's actually Erin's chest, but
hello.
but we now use it for just to put bits and bobs in.
Cool.
And we put things like, you know,
didn't ask,
condoms, lube,
used condoms,
Class B drugs, stuff like that. You know.
Okay. What's the deal with opening the box? Are we allowed to kind of... Can't go inside.
You can ask what, you can shake it and...
So that is condoms and... just condoms, I think.
Could be. So you say this is Erin's box?
Yeah, it's Erin's box.
Where did she get it?
I think her mum got it for her birthday once.
Okay. My mum got it for her birthday, and now she keeps drugs and condoms in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cute. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, thanks, Max Cum.
My grandmother bought me this to keep all my Pokemon cards.
Okay.
Obviously, being a little boy, wee nipper.
Yeah.
Man liked to collect things. And yeah, that was this is what that was for. Bought at a charity shop back in 2004, maybe.
How old were you when you got the box?
2004, so I'd have been, what, nine?
Okay.
Mad collector, though. Mad collection.
And you used to keep Pokemon cards in
there? Yeah, just Pokemon cards.
What do you keep in it now?
Still Pokemon cards. I've taken out the more expensive ones because, you know, I don't want anyone to take them.
You've only got about three or four cards left.
No. I've got loads in there. Not in there. I've got loads, but I don't want to bring them out with me.
Okay. So how many cards are in the box?
At the moment?
Yeah.
About six. I don't know. I've not really... I just took a load out.
Okay.
Sorry. It's not like when you keep a little pet, is it?
So this is my grandfather's ashes.
Okay.
Stick insect.
Okay. Stephen.
Yeah.
Tell me about this box.
This is my nan's chest, which has now become... It was my chest, and now it's my mother's chest.
Okay. So it used to belong to your nan. What did you... Do you know what she used it for?
Or was it was a decoration.
Okay.
I used to put a little stuffed toy in it called Taffy in there.
Okay.
Which fit.
So who was it that, after your nan passed away, who was it that took the chest to begin with? You did.
I got that and the bear.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing else. I got those two. And then when I moved out, I left the bear and that at home. That's in my mother's work room.
Okay.
So in there are business cards, and then there's a little packet of like a wipe, like a hand wipe.
Could well fucking be.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
2004 was when I was nine.
2004. Oh, 11.
Oh, 2 years wrong, sir.
An 11-year-old getting Pokemon cards.
Any more questions?
I'm ready to rule some people out.
Three of you.
I don't think this would have made it with you to university and therefore living in Manchester.
Sure.
Yeah, that's my feeling. That's my feeling. I have to go with my gut a little bit. I'm going to rule you out for that reason.
Learn to count to 11, mate.
Yeah. Okay. So this is it. I mean, this is
how does that help me in life?
You're a football manager.
I don't really know what else to ask. I'm kind of...
Does it smell like weed?
It really doesn't. And it seems old. Like it could well be. I mean, look at these stains.
Looks like lube.
Yeah. So when did Erin get this?
I don't exactly know. I know she got it when she was younger.
When she was younger. Yeah.
But yeah, it was in her bedroom in Hamilton,
yep,
in Scotland, and then we took it down with us.
I'm going to go, Stephen's telling the truth.
No.
Ah, disappointing.
Oh, wait, sorry, open it up.
Some lovely condoms in there. Condoms. God damn it.
Well done, Ryan.
I was very torn.
Yeah.
Well, speed drugs.
I started taking to just ruling other people out for fun.
Just obviously, it's, like you say, it's a gift from Erin's mum to her daughter, and now
you've tainted it.
I didn't want it to be true.
Yeah, now it's your little sex box.
Little druggy sex box.
Are the condoms in there originally, or?
Sordid box, yeah.
Yeah. No, we actually do keep...
Oh, like, they were passed down when Erin received the box
actually,
as a youngster.
No, sorry.
What the hell, weirdo?
You won't need these soon.
I don't want you getting pregnant with his kid. Sorry.
It's now time for the viewer's most embarrassing moment. Unfortunately, guys, sort of every 4 weeks, all the messages get deleted that are in the... message requests, so please resend your stories for the third time. Here we go. This is from Jess. Okay, so my student accommodation place had a lift, thank fuck, because I was on floor 14. Anyway, one time I got in the lift, and there was a guy in there already. He said, "I love you." And I was like, what the fuck? But I had a mask on, so maybe he thought I was someone else. but I'm not an arsehole, so I said I love you too. He looked at me weirdly, then pointed to his ear, where he had some sort of AirPod-looking Bluetooth thing. Genuinely wanted to die. It was 3 weeks ago, and I'm still not over it yet. Classic story. Thank you, Jess.
Yeah. That is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, especially in the lift.
Why would you go along with it?
I love you too.
I love you too.
I think you can play that off as a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, but...
If you got to be instinctual to do that. Yeah. I would have just panicked.
Yeah.
I'm awkward in lifts.
Yeah,
I got in one today. There was a guy in it. I just stared at the floor. Actually, I took both my bags off.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm going to have to put them right back on now. This one is from Tabraham Lincoln. Oh, is it Tay? I'm a welder. Made it on the top 10 welders of the week before. Is that a thing?
Wow.
Dinner with royalty.
Seriously impressive, mate. Of the week.
You have my respect.
Of the week, yeah.
Which one's a welder?
What?
Metal work.
And once while I was in the workshop, I got distracted and accidentally welded my watch together. I honestly didn't know how I managed it, but I had to get the fire brigade to come and cut it off safely. I could barely look at them. That's good.
Wow.
Bet he lost his spot on the top 10.
Yeah, of course. Unless that gave him the spot on the top 10.
Yeah.
To do that would be, because you would think if you welded his watch together, you'd... And to do that without burning himself.
Yeah.
Talent.
And you'd think in this kind of facility, you'd have the resource there to sort it yourself.
This is it.
You know, surely these mistakes can happen. And
we
need to
only fuse metal together. We can't take it apart.
We need the fire brigade for this. They'll be around when they finish getting cats out of trees.
You just him up in a tree.
Meow.
So he doesn't have to waste their time.
Sorry. Was he fingering the cat?
Yeah. No, he's been at his watch.
Oh, right,
I was fingering a cat. God, you make it so disgusting.
Max, you seem a little worked up.
Yeah.
I think it's time for
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Obviously this week
nothing's obvious with your segment.
No,
life
you shouldn't start like that.
Stressful. Obviously hearing that all the presents were wrong, that's, you know, that's causing me to be a bit fuming.
What?
All the presents.
Oh right, sorry.
Cast your mind back to about an hour ago.
Thanks.
Thanks
for your direction.
So this week I thought I'd calm myself down by just getting some sweet ganja.
Oh wow.
Wow, another beautiful day on God's green earth. I have my packed lunch, I have my health, and best of all, I have this fat bong for ripping the dirtiest clouds. Damn, son, I finished my sweet kush. Oh God, those angry thoughts are entering my brain. Me need more kush. Where's my little weed box? Oh fuck, it's locked. At least I live next to a locksmith's. Man's going to be floating to heaven on the fattest clouds in bear time.
Oh, hello.
Hello, ma'am. Can you open this, please? This little Marley head needs to get his cabbage on.
No.
Stupid lock. sorry. Do you want to come with me to the weed shop? It'll make you feel better.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Hey you, cabin boy.
Hello.
Rah, show me where the fattest dope is. Hey, don't point at me.
My son.
Who? The cabin boy.
Hey. Ryan's here.
Oh, God, it's a stone of Ryan that works here. He's a bit temperamental. Excuse me, can you just go in the back and get me some OG Kush?
Oh, my fucks. For fuck's sake, what the hell?
Oh, you've got an upsetter, Ryan. Why don't you two kiss and make up?
Okay.
Come to think of it, though... You also got upset when I said... Oh, God. Stupid lock. Did you think I was talking to you? Then does that mean...
Is he...
My son.
No! Wow.
Oh, by jaw.
Did you feel more relaxed after that?
No, I didn't get my weed. I thought I'd leave them to it.
Sorry to hear that.
So who was making out in the end?
Ryan and his mum, apparently.
Ryan and his mum.
Yeah.
Ryan, can you get out, please?
That's disgusting.
We don't.
Me?
Yeah.
But you made me watch
me to get out.
Yeah, we've caught you out doing your incest. Mm. So, yeah.
There was a Chris Chan situation going on there.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's bound to happen.
Out!
I can't believe I made you sit across.
The fact I've not brought it up once.
Let's move on to something else, I think, because...
Something a bit more family-orientated.
Well, not with Ryan, thank you.
Too family-oriented.
Suitable for families.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that isn't suitable for
certain families.
Yeah.
I know stuff goes on in the South, but yeah. That's...
Of England.
Yeah.
Yo!
Hello?
Yo!
Oh, what's this?
It's Santa.
Hello.
Hello.
We all right?
You sound like you're from the south of England.
I'm actually from New York.
This
what?
Is New York.
Yeah. Just here for a couple of weeks. Can you not tell I'm from New York?
No, New York. From mainly when you say that once.
Yeah. United States of America.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now I'm getting it. Yeah, you seemed a bit all over the place.
It's just the accents around.
You've travelled, it seems.
Yeah. Mm.
This is the weirdest first impression of anyone I've ever had.
What is your
impression?
Name? What's your what? Name, sorry?
My name is Jay Blunt.
Jay Blunt.
Jay
wow.
Blunt, yeah.
Cool name.
Yeah.
Is that your given name or is that something you've...
This is my given name.
What's
Jay Blunt is my given name.
What's the J stand for?
Jay? No, J is in G-A-Y.
G-A-Y.
Y-G-A.
G-A.
Y-G-A.
J?
J-O-G-A-Y.
J-A-Y.
J-A-Y. J-A-Y. Sorry. Is that accent?
J, you moron.
A little bit. My mother told me I was.
Yeah.
No, but I mean...
You got a good relationship with your mother?
Is she British?
Yeah. My mother's not British, no.
You are. why are you here?
Why am I here? I am here from New York, me, James Blunt.
Or New Zealand.
Because I'm here to buy some weed, but it's a trap.
Oh, my God.
There's a new dealer on this patch, and he's pissed.
Don't read that. Just read it in your head and work it.
Oh, sorry.
But it's a trap.
I thought I'd...
I know it's a trap, but I have to go through with it.
It's my destiny, you see. But I am Jay Blunt. So, Jay, which part of New York are you from?
Not from the, you know, the big gardens in the middle.
Oh, what's that called, the park? Oh, what was it called?
It's near the centre, isn't it? Central...
New York, well, do you know...
It's like a central park.
It's in the centre. And it is a park.
You wouldn't call it Central Park.
Park Central?
That's it, yeah.
Welcome to Park Central, baby.
I think that's the car park just outside.
but I'm here today.
I know you are.
Yeah, we've established that.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that English marijuana is the best. And I'm here to get
some.
Best.
Very nice.
I'm here to get some.
That much.
So I can take it back to my boys in New York.
You sound like an Australian trying to do a Cockney accent.
Yeah. This is my accent, mate. My mum's from Australia.
Yeah. So you're here to buy weed?
Yeah. I've heard.
And you've come here?
Good. Yeah.
To this podcast?
This is the place.
You must be
Stephen Tries comedy podcast.
Well, I just put out on Twitter. Yo. Looking for some mad English kosh.
Do you have a lot of followers?
Yeah.
How many?
31.
What's your Twitter handle, please? What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle. What's that?
Twitter what?
Your name on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, my name. It's just Smokey J.
Smokey J?
Smokey J.
You must have a lot of money if you can just fly to England to get weed.
Yeah. well off, mate.
Are you like, do you have rich parents?
Well, yes, I've got very, very rich parents.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
But they don't know that I, you know, involve, I dabble in the old drug industry.
What would they say if they found out?
Yeah. Oh, they'd be very upset.
Should we role play it now?
Yeah, man.
We'll be your parents.
Yeah, okay.
You good at this?
What the fuck?
Oh.
What the fuck is up?
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh.
Are you kidding me, son?
Dad, I'm sorry.
Oh, crikey. I've just been showing me hot dog off down the street because I'm a stripper. Right. And I come in here and see you sucking on that devil's tailpipe.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
Daddy.
You call him Daddy?
Yeah, you're Dad. Dad, Daddy.
What's that?
Not Edded and Eddie, but Dad and Daddy.
What is he?
He's my daddy.
She's divorced me for this.
What's going on now?
What's going on with you?
I'm smoking weed? I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. I'll put it out.
You're going to smoke a whole pack of those, and you're going to enjoy it.
He's talking about his hot dog, son. Get away.
Smoke it, baby. Smoke it.
Oh, pass him, Daddy.
I'm getting out of here. I'm going to hail me a yellow cab, because we're in America.
One of those pissy cabs.
You were supposed to be on Broadway, and not...
Ah, now you're on my hot dog.
I was a terrible actor, Dad.
Really? You're doing great character work.
Oh, bad look.
I can picture you in one of those British schools dancing around like a narrator.
Yeah.
Why are you picturing kids dancing, you fucking numbnuts?
Yeah, Daddy.
Because I'm Daddy. That's what Daddy do.
I don't feel safe, man.
This is awful. You know,
I seen him in Times Square, stood outside the M&M store, just fucking a dog.
I love M&M, he's my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
The candy, you fucking dick.
Oh, the candy. Oh.
Dad and Daddy.
I know candy, I'm a sugar daddy.
Why is the only thing you pick up on that you like M&M, not your fuck dogs?
This was meant to be about me, Daddy.
There's bigger things in the world.
Oh, no,
I slipped on this banana peel and I've fallen out the window.
Oh, Daddy!
God, he fell from the top of the Empire State Building.
Remember me.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, I'm just going to go, I think, Dad. Bye.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm a ghost. I'm going to haunt you.
This will haunt me.
So many characters going on there.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, the people you meet in life.
Mm.
Sort of made me question whether I do want to go to Manhattan now.
No.
God, imagine that, yeah, of course.
If Jay Blunt's hanging around.
But he sounds like he's not there much, to be
mentally,
fair.
Mentally, true, yeah.
Mentally, yeah.
Got a weed connection, though. That's always good.
Yeah. Oh, you're back, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Apologise to your mum.
Yeah, I did.
What for?
Do you know what? I thought maybe I'd mentioned that I'd said about something. Can we just...
I think you were necking her in a wee...
You were, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
No more weed.
Yeah.
Or incest.
No more incest, okay?
Yeah.
Smooth sailing.
Okay.
It's now time for Ryan's segment.
Whoa.
Ryan's crying.
Hey.
Ryan's
crying. Ryan, have you prepared for this?
Not at all. Not at all. I had absolutely no idea I was doing a segment today.
You're kidding me, Ryan. Ryan, I called you up late last night and you sounded like you were out of it completely. And then you sent me this clip to play and you said, I've got it all sorted.
Okay, yeah.
And you said it was a really good bit of work for Ryan's crying. Oh, this better be good.
I was gonna do my segment until I got high. I was gonna make it really funny, but then I got high. My head
still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
It does ring a bell now, though you've said it.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Well done. Brilliant.
You're just all about that weed, aren't you?
Oh, I'm really not. Like
all about that weed.
Name three of the things that you do.
I've started doing I'm doing a 90-day fitness thing.
Yeah.
It's just the body coach. I just do a 90-day thing.
Oh, is that Joe Wicks?
We've slagged him off a few times.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, I like Joe Wicks. He's good.
Of course you do. You like weed.
So you're ripping it, then getting ripped.
Yay. Yeah, exactly.
How's the fitness challenge going?
Quite hard. Yeah, I pulled my ankle yesterday just running on the spot.
You say you pulled your ankle, you twisted
no,
it.
No, I did that. I don't think I warmed up properly. That was the issue. Right.
Yeah.
And so just
warm up before you jog on the spot.
Just hurts a little bit.
Warm up before the warm up.
Yeah. But, how many days are you into it?
It's 5 days a week.
So how many days have you done?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Second week. So, yeah. Eight sessions.
It's the eighth day.
Very good. 62 more days to go.
Watch this space.
Can we see it now and then we'll get an update next time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bit sweaty.
Bit of abs there.
Yeah.
It's just the hairiest belly button.
What, a lot of fluff
seen
in that belly button?
Probably. No, that's just hair, that
one. It's cushion.
Yeah. Forget about relaxing because it's Tom Looney.
Looney.
Oh, it's been quite a fun podcast. And I've gone for feasible ways that the world could end relatively soon. Okay, nuclear war. So this is quite interesting. So obviously the main threat is if there's a big war between America and Russia, because they have all the stockpile of weapons. But it wouldn't necessarily be the war that would kill people. It would be the nuclear winter that would follow.
I hate winter.
Yeah, just the block out the sun. Nothing would grow. Chaos and violence would ensue.
Well, you can't guarantee chaos and violence would ensue.
I guess not, no.
Although when we were in lockdown and people bought too much pasta, everything kicked off.
Do you remember when it all started? And like the first thing that we were running out of apparently was toilet roll.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how many simulations they run. Yeah. That is never, ever going to be
but
like...
all it takes is just a few people.
A few people to do it.
Mm.
It just sells out in one shop and then it's panic buy at the next shop. Yeah.
But it just goes to show how just not prepared humans are for a crisis because, panic creates panic. And
The spa was the place to get toilet roll.
Yeah.
A lot of paper.
I thought it smelled like sick, the spa one.
The toilet paper?
Yeah, toilet roll.
Okay, it's going on me chuff, lad.
Let me sniff that.
Me bumster.
Shit and vomit.
I'm going to wipe me shit with that.
That is me hand.
Catastrophic climate change. For the last 20 years, there's always been a case of, if we don't do this now, this is going to happen. If we don't do this now in 30, and all these things are happening. Basically, there's the way we are, if we just stay as we are, which is with all these measures, soon Mumbai and Florida will be underwater. Probably it'll start to go underwater in our lifetime.
Imagine buying all that toilet roll and it just floods.
This is the best case scenario at the moment is we're going to get loads of tropical cyclones all the time and it's just going to destroy the kind of equatorial regions.
They sound like monsters in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
The tropical cyclone, Ryan.
Ah.
Pineapples on the head.
Super volcanic eruption.
Yeah.
You go on that.
Great band.
Take it from me. What else?
Enough said.
Don't want that. Artificial intelligence. So the idea of artificial intelligence, people seem to think that it will become too clever and it'll take over.
Yeah.
But it's not so much that. It's the fact that it will become so efficient. And so the example is like you might ask it to get you to the airport in the fastest possible way.
Yeah.
And it will do exactly that to the point where you'll be sick. You'll probably die. You'll have helicopters chasing you. And obviously they're going to... They want to start bringing AI into all sorts of things, so, weaponizing it kind of thing. So if you imagine that in the wrong hands and...
Mm-hmm. It's the first things with artificial intelligence is it'll just take every job. The only thing that won't be taken is, like, creative stuff.
We're safe, guys. When we come out with pandemic, we're safe.
No robot could do that.
Tropical cyclone, no AI is coming out with buns on
that. But I say by 2050, they'll be able to do more than half of what we do better than what we do.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Have you seen Boston Dynamics, the robots?
Buston?
Buster Dynamics, he's the...
I thought it was Bust and Dynamics.
No. But anyway.
So yeah.
Boston Dynamics, they're the ones that are making the robots.
Yeah.
That can stand up and move and stuff.
They talk like they're from Boston.
They could do, yeah. I guess so.
How does that sound, Ryan?
I knew you were going to say that. Boston.
Little robot arms, go on. The Boston? Viewers at home, he's nailing this.
Yeah.
Boston.
And you're attacking people. You're going to take over the world.
Hit me, Ryan. Yeah.
Boston.
As a robot. As nasty.
Boston.
Have you not seen it? videos and stuff?
I believe, I've just not really read much around it.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, that's it, really. It's quite just long, I'll try and be more upbeat next week.
No, I blame Ryan.
Yeah, it was a reality shock.
Reality shock, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not all fun and games, is it?
People got to know.
So we're educating.
Yeah. But people just don't care, do they?
No.
Yeah.
Are you worried about
through that segment.
The world ending in your lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
You
Big
are.
Big time, yeah. Well, if the world's going to end, I'm at least mildly concerned.
What would you do, though? What would you change if the world was going to end?
If they said, what, the world's going to end 2050?
If you could save the world by giving up weed, would you do it?
Yes.
Really?
Of course I would. I don't even smoke that much anymore.
Just for the sake of this, could you just say no, absolutely not?
Okay. No, absolutely not.
So if they said, we'll make it 2030.
Right. Yeah.
So what's that?
Eight
and a half years?
God. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you do? Would you have kids?
No.
No,
no point. What if they're going to die? Yeah,
that's horrific.
Before they're 10, so I'm in.
Would you build Noah's Ark?
I might have a kid. Throw a ball with it. I'd have to have it soon, though.
Yeah,
they'd be like 7.
Well, I mean, there'd probably be kind of like tribes and stuff that would break out. Some people would survive in some areas.
Actually, I don't know,
mountainous region.
If you only had 8 years left, no one wants to spend like a year pregnant, do they?
You say that, some people might.
Yeah.
Umax.
Well, no, personally not.
Well, there you go. There's so many, 7 billion
people in the world. You know, everyone wants to do something.
Yeah.
What could be a good job for you if you were a female? Is a surrogate mum?
Me?
And you just, because you like to stay indoors.
Yeah.
I guess a surrogate mother could just do that.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Food.
you could slowly build your underground cinema empire.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm? The underground as well. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Might survive.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, whatever happens.
What's that?
There's a bunker in Vegas.
In his basement.
Yeah.
Theatre basement.
Bunker in Vegas.
I like to think there's just been a slight design.
Paper mache roof.
No. Well, the toilet roll stinks as sick.
Just no air.
And it's melting.
It's just slowly filling up with shit.
That's where that pipe goes to.
It's not even your fault, it's just what's happened, but you are trapped.
Yeah, you've only managed to save one DVD to play.
Oh, that'd be awful. That'd be horrific.
Bugs Life again, it seems.
Poor Black Molko.
I've reviewed it about a million times now.
Keeps getting worse. Poor Black Molko.
Molko. More clogs.
More clogs. Could be a great.
Yeah.
We head on over to Put It to the Max, a unique segment where we put it to the max.
Dear Stephen, Tom, Max, and Dave, maybe Cam, possibly even Ryan.
Hey! They knew.
Yeah. Please, anonymous, although everyone I know already knows, hopefully you can somehow help. Get sent quite a few messages on Instagram from obvious scammers, and I always reply, a bit of fun, try and make them seem a tit, but this time I went too far on a video call with them. It was about 1 a.m. I don't know what I was thinking, probably just horny, and proceeded to wank off to what was a clear loop footage of a naked woman. I was then sent messages saying that they will send a video of it all to everyone who follows me on Instagram, friends, family, if I didn't give them money. I didn't give them money and sort of expected it all to blow over, but then they actually did it, so I deactivated my account and cried. Please help, somehow, even if it's just making me laugh. Much love.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Borderline, you know, on the cusp of truth and lies, but it does happen. If you were going to give them the money, then they'd surely just do it, threaten you.
Yeah, they would just keep going.
So if you do it, it's game over.
You would have both been getting milked.
Hey! You love that bit of humour.
Anyway. Have you all had the porn email?
Porn
email.
Did anyone get a bit panicked the first time they received it?
I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of like friend requests, like Facebook friend requests from like, you know, women.
Oh yeah. Tell us more.
Just, you know, lots of raunchy ladies.
They all want to be my friend.
I just decline them all because.
Oh, you're such a bad boy.
I got one of those friend requests, and I never clicked decline or accept. And it just stayed there for months because I never really used Facebook.
Yeah,
I went back on it about a month or so ago, and they've changed it back to their original profile. Yeah. So it's just an old man
Oh God.
Yeah, with like, yeah, very strange. Yeah. But that's, yeah, that's a, yeah, 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 so many scams online.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very unfortunate to have that specific
one. Don't let your kids on the internet.
No. Unless it's to watch the Stephen Tries podcast.
Yeah.
Don't ironically wank to a looped video.
Yeah.
To think you're getting one up on a scammer.
Yeah.
There's other videos you can watch.
I've got to question their behaviour there.
No, yeah, that is the one bit of this that I'm like...
A scammer. Yeah. I mean, I guess... dishonest.
Maybe. I guess, you know, we're talking a young, horny boy.
There's so much porn out there.
I know. Suggest some porn sites for him, Ryan.
Specific videos out there.
I don't...
Categories.
Just, you know...
Actresses, there's actors.
Many categories.
Come on, give me a few.
On Pornhub, you know? We all know Pornhub.
Never heard of it.
Oh, well.
Dangerous.
You know, you've got...
Educators.
You've got all the categories. Lesbian.
Yeah, what do you look at me?
Well, hey, look at me and what comes to mind. So, Stephen's lesbian.
VR.
Okay.
Very much.
Europe.
Grandad porn.
European grandad porn.
European grandad porn.
I'm from Brazil and I'm 80 years old.
European.
Oh, we have Brazil.
Oh, man.
Jesus, that's embarrassing.
He's in Europe, though. He's having sex with a European.
Said, they have a Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah,
or I've come all the way from Brazil.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah.
Great title for a porn video.
You.
Ryan, how much to be a porn star?
I'd be a terrible porn star.
Could be someone's niche.
Yep.
Are we paying, like, per video?
Yeah, we'll do... So if you do 5 videos a week... So for a year, how much to be a porn star?
Christ. For a year.
Just give us your salary.
A lot of money. A lot.
20 grand?
Talking, no, more than that. 30?
50 grand.
We're talking million.
A million.
£1 million.
£1 million to make basically 260 porn videos.
Yeah, but...
That is a lot.
I'd get destroyed.
You'd get destroyed?
Probably.
Well, no, you're not. You're the one penetrating. No,
that's not.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what? Well, I mean.
Okay, you're getting pegged in every video.
I mean, it'd still be a lot.
You're the top.
It's not a. Yeah. It's not
it could be straight porn.
Yeah?
My ass would be ripped apart.
Maybe I could do like worn out shorts because I won't be lasting very long.
What? Do you want to wear shorts?
And then you can go back to teaching at schools.
Yeah. Go back to kissing your mum.
Be the nutty professor.
Oh, wrong video.
Yeah.
So, a million.
Yeah, I'll go with a million.
For 260 pornographic videos.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that's enough, to be honest.
Well, like, you know, you've said it now.
Yeah.
Would you do a porno?
One singular one?
Yeah.
No.
How much?
What if it was like a parody and had a really great soundtrack?
And that's the one video in your underground cinema.
Bunch of myself.
You drown in your own shit.
You're the one getting destroyed and it's POV.
Ryan's pegging me.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Big time.
Yeah. What about you?
I couldn't. I've worked hard for this reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an educator.
Yeah.
An entertainer. What a penetrator.
What about you, Stephen? Would you
for a year? So 260 videos.
Yeah,
it's a hell of a lot of videos.
How many videos do you reckon you've done so far on the Stephen Tries?
Oh my God, on the sketches it was 120, something like that.
Okay,
I imagine the plots of these are slightly easier.
Yeah,
The acting's a bit better.
I'm reaching here.
Okay, one video, and you're
come
wearing
down
one.
The side of your head.
Huh?
Just come down the side. Just come knock you into the river. We keep the sketches. It's always in the STI room.
Oh no, that's got a whole new definition now.
Oh yeah,
the STI room.
One video.
It'd have to be a lot of money. Yeah. I'd say at least 50 million.
Yeah, but all the kind of, you know, the juicy stuff is pixelated.
Just the juicy stuff, it cuts from you to Ryan.
Why?
So Ryan's the one having sex. Because every time it's a close-up of someone's face, it's you going, it's just, wow.
Is your stunt double?
Oh, wow.
I'm getting destroyed here.
As he looks back.
Don't wank to your Instagram DMs.
Yeah.
Just please know that when you send your embarrassing stories, I'm not masturbating when I read them, okay? So there we go, Anonymous. Don't masturbate.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
He's not
It's been quite the roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a blast off the end.
Thank you so much.
It's the final question. Imagine that voice in porn.
Yeah.
Question. Are you horny? I am. Can't you tell? Fuck me. All right, Ryan.
Wow.
That's nasty.
Sorry. We're kind of being suggestive.
You just go right there.
Sorry.
I've got feelings.
Could have meant anything.
Get out. Saying.
Would you rather wake up at the controls of a 747 in the sky or in a boat in the middle of the ocean? The boat is small, has paddles but no engine, and the plane is empty except for you. And you have no idea where you where you're going in both cases.
If I'm on the plane, I've just woken up. Is the plane going down?
It's in the sky.
It makes it, yeah, the way
so
you
I
say
imagine,
it.
Yeah.
Autopilot.
It may start to go down at some point.
Okay.
You'd have to land it, wouldn't you?
Do I have full contact with air traffic control?
Maybe, but you'd have to work out how to do that.
Mm. I think, from what I've seen of films, I assume it's just as easy as going, shh, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's that easy.
But you don't know where you are. You don't,
yeah.
When you call a traffic control, it might be a foreign one.
Yeah, God.
B.
Oh, yeah.
Brazil.
So what's the circumstances on the boat again?
It's a small boat. You've got paddles and you're in the middle of the ocean.
Plane.
For me, it's the plane.
For me, it's the plane as well.
Because I'm terrified of the ocean, like the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. There's no way I'm paddling if I'm in the middle of the ocean.
And a storm.
Yeah, a storm.
A big
wave.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the ocean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's one that's a bit nicer than the others.
That's true.
What's the nicest ocean?
I mean, it depends where you're the middle of the ocean. I mean, I don't know, the Pacific.
I think with the boat, I'd be just panicking the whole time.
Yeah.
Whereas with the plane, you know, you could at least...
Yeah.
I think
fly it into something.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
my hope is if we were in the plane,
crashed to the boat. Tom's in the
land.
Boat.
I see it.
It's not land.
No, it was land. It was.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but then I then flipped it.
Right.
Like the land is actually a plane coming towards. You know
what? There's land in the sky.
I'll go for the plane as well.
Yeah.
The boat.
But they have parachutes.
I don't Maybe. Think they would.
Not in a commercial jet.
No. Which is stupid. A lot of lives would be saved.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you've... It's all about what you wake up to. So I guess assuming that you've woken up and the situation is savable, it's just very dicey, then yes, I'll take the plane. If all the fucking controls are off, the hydraulics aren't working, I don't know where I am, I'm off the radar, I'm plummeting towards the ocean, I'll take the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the issue with this question is the boat is too...
It's too shit of a boat.
If it's got paddles, then it would have to be a small, like a family...
Because you've got no food and you will get tired and pass out and die before you manage to... Even if you were good at rowing.
Yeah. If it was a cruise ship in the middle of the sea...
Or even a fishing
you're
boat.
Winning.
Even a decent little fishing boat.
Yeah.
Assuming we can get hold of air traffic control, I believe I'm composed enough that... I could be have a chance being talked through it, and there are autopilot functions when you're cruising.
Just to be fair, either one, because for a fact I'd just crash that plane. Because first finding the airport or anywhere you can land, and then getting into a position where you could, like I can't even I'm not even driven yet. So,
How long do pilots take to get the license? Probably a few
years.
Yeah, I'm just going to crash and burn in that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll get to see a bit of the world. You
know? Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, I'm above Stoke. Crashed in Grimsby and shot myself.
Survived.
You have to stay here now.
Great question. That was Reddit. Well, there we have it. Thank you very much for watching or listening to Stephen Tries podcasts. Or neither. I don't know why I'm saying that. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Thank you. See you soon. Maybe.
Max Smith.
Cheers, guys.
And Tom Looney. Mm.
Yes.
Ludi.
Ludi.
Stay safe. Me. Stay humble. Ciao.